Hi, this is Stephen Campbell Jr. You're listening to my mom on the Big E Sports Show. I want to send out a congratulations to TCU on their 13-0 season and a Rose Bowl win. Go Frogs!
It's the show you don't want to miss. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
The momentum continues at TCU, and of course I'm talking about Jeff Mitty's women's basketball team, who survived a close win at home on Wednesday night against the second-best team in the Mountain West Conference, and that would be BYU. They closed out a three-point win at Daniel Meyer Coliseum, and I have to share, you know, 2011 is shining pretty darn bright for the Lady Frogs. They are now 5-0 in conference play, and they have won seven straight games. We are so thrilled to be joining us on the Western Company of Texas phone line, TCU head women's basketball coach Jeff Mitty, and also a little bit later in our program, she's going to be joining us for the first time, their standout guard, Emily Carter. Coach Mitty, first of all, welcome aboard and congratulations on the big win on Wednesday night.
Well, thanks. We were fortunate to get it.
Let's recap that particular game, because it really was, after watching the game tape, it was survival of the fittest. BYU, when you talk about that particular team, a very tall and talented team.
Yeah, they've got one of the top freshmen in the country. It's a dual sport player that was from Utah. Is related to Sean Bradley. She's 6'7". And she's going to be a force for BYU, one of the top recruits in the country coming out, and she played volleyball for them this year, but she was definitely a factor. Both teams, it was just a defensive grind it out. I think both teams played great defense. They had a week to prepare for us, so they ran some of our plays better than we ran our plays. So they were ready, and we were fortunate to make enough plays to win it.
It was evident. You could tell that they had really done their homework, their prep. They had scouted you well. But one of the things I got to ask you is, when you face a player like a Jennifer Hampson, how often do you face players like that? I mean, 6'7", of course, in the Big 12 Conference, they have Brittany Griner at Baylor.
Yeah, well, there's not any 6'7s walking around our campus, so that's hard to simulate. You know, we've got a male practice squad, and we don't have a 6'7 guy on there, so it is hard to simulate. We didn't handle it very well. We drove it into areas that we needed to shoot the mid-range jumper. Our kids are really playing hard, probably didn't play as smart as we have been playing. But I give BYU a lot of credit. They guarded. They forced us into tough shots, and we did the same to them. So while it wasn't the prettiest game, it was a great defensive game by both teams.
And the bottom line is, you guys were able to walk away with the win, protect the home court. When your team is struggling like that to find a rhythm, to make those shots, what did you say to them, especially at halftime, because you really seemed to turn the corner late in the game?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say we ever found any kind of rhythm. It seemed like if you were able to put together a 6-point spurt or an 8-point spurt, that seemed like a 20-point spurt in that game. We found some transition. We rebounded a little bit better in the second half, which got us a little bit of an open floor. Emily got a three in transition that was a big play for us. Ice got a couple threes in transition. But for the half court, it was tough to find points.
You talked about the big three by Emily, and then Helena hitting some big shots and creating some opportunities. But talk about the three-headed monster. That is Star Crawford, an undersized post player, 8 points and double digits when you talk about rebounding. She came up with 10 boards, and that was huge.
Yeah, she had a big second half, and one of the bigger plays of the game was just under 2 minutes. Star faced up about 15 feet away from the 6'7 kid and drove it around her, and those are the type of plays we needed her to make. And I think as the game progressed, she was getting more comfortable playing against her, because Star goes about 6 foot. It's a definite difference, and she was having trouble hitting her outside shot last night, so that makes it even tougher to get around her. But she had a big second half rebounding, and that was a big move for us down the stretch.
Jeff, did you tell her to attack the heart of the defense and go straight after Hampson, try to get her perhaps in some foul trouble? Because as you said, she just took her shoulder and took her to the rack strong.
Well, we told her that we thought the penetration would come from the top as opposed to the baseline. They were running a lot of help if the ball got on one side of the floor, they were very strong in their help side. So we wanted to try to get her in space at the top where there wasn't so much help. Star just made a really good read. That play actually came kind of in between the baseline and the elbow. She just made a good read on it. We did want her to attack her. We just were out of sync. I've rewatched the tape twice since last night, and our spacing wasn't very good last night. And when you got a 6'7" in there, your spacing needs to be better.
You're listening to the voice of Jeff Mitty, TCU's head women's basketball coach. His team right now, as I said, 2011, they are off to a terrific start. 13-6 overall, 5-0, an unblemished record right now in Mountain West Conference play. And just a moment ago, we were highlighting Star Crawford. This is a young lady that has had to endure some adversity this year. Talk about her jaw injury, and then also her grandmother had passed away.
Yeah, she had all of that happen in about a 3-week span. She got the concussion in the Fresno game, and that injury has become the talked about injury across the country. So there's new protocol in dealing with those injuries, and she did not even practice before the Georgia game. She just got to do light shooting. She got cleared to play in the Georgia game right before Christmas. But she's come back and played very, very well, healthy. Her grandmother passed away in that same stretch of the concussion, so she was just dealing with a lot of things. So she's come back after the break and been fantastic. Seems like, the one thing about the concussion, it's not like an ankle. It's not a you're either 100% or you're not playing.
Right.
So it's not a lingering situation, but what it is a situation is because you can't do much, you really are, I don't want to say you're starting back at zero, but you're definitely got to get back in the flow of things, and I think she is about where you'd expect her to be.
And can you talk about the value of Starb? It's so important because so many of the other teams, the opposing teams, they're going to key on Helena and they're going to key on Emily. You've got to have that third punch.
We do, and Star's been one that's given us that. Delisa Gross is another one that's given us that. Brescia Wynn is starting to give us some offense, so I feel like we're not just reliant on one, two, or three players, maybe like we were first semester. And that's, we've got to grow those players. We've got to grow Star into a better scorer. Brescia and Delisa got to come forward because teams are really keen on Ice and Emily, and BYU did a great job on both Ice and Emily last night.
Okay, there's a couple of shots from last night's game that I do want to talk to you about, but Barayisha Wynn, with that step-through bank shot, what was going through your mind when that went down?
I can't say it on the air. Well, when it went through, I can say what was going through my mind, but when she was shooting it, I can't say it on the air. Not how we drew it up, I can tell you that. It was very fortunate that that went in. That was not how we drew that up.
Well, luck was certainly on your side. Hey, we are visiting with Jeff Mitty, TCU's head women's basketball coach. We're going to be talking to their star senior guard here in just a moment, Emily Carter. But let's talk some defense right now. Your 2-3 zone, you guys struggled a little bit with it in that first half, but made some adjustments in the second half, and it seemed like you guys were able to find success, stop that dribble penetration, and the inside post game. Your thoughts?
Well, we went into the game, we played probably 70% man early, and we were switching on. We like to mix it up, and this team's been very good at playing multiple defenses. But they were hurting us with a couple things. They were hurting us with the curl cut, and then Bonham was hurting us off the bounce. And at the end of the half, when we were down 30-20, we switched to a trapping 2-3, and we made an 8-0 run. So we went into half, and we basically decided, look, until they solve this, we're going to stick with it. And we really only mixed in a few man-to-man possessions, but they never totally solved the zone, and we were able to mix some trapping in with it. And that's the one thing I think our group is very good at, is we're playing multiple defenses, and we've been able to play them all pretty successfully.
Well, the other thing out of that 2-3 zone, you forced them to have to be patient. I mean, they really had to work it around the horn and get that reverse pass to try to get some open shots because you guys were shifting pretty well defensively.
Yeah, we're not huge at the center spot, but what we do have is we've got a lot of length to us. I mean, Emily's 6 foot, Ice is 6 foot, Delisa Gross is 6 foot, Star is 6 foot. We've got some length to us, and so we have the ability, I think, to do exactly that, is to force people to take more time, and then what you hope is they take a contested jumper at the end of that.
Can you talk about your outstanding seniors, Emily and Helena, just what they mean to this team and how far they'll be able to carry you this season?
Well, they've been very good this year, very good. I mean, we rely a lot on them to do everything. It's not just scoring. It's, you know, they're the leaders of the team. They're the ones that get the team in the right spot. I'm constantly using them as examples because both of those players are as smart of players as I've coached. They can run any spot on the floor. If we were to go on the floor today, they could run positions 1 through 5 on any play that we run. And it's a great example for the young ones because, as you know, the young ones, they're just trying to run their spot.
Right.
And Emily and Ice can run everybody's spot. And so not only are they very talented players and both having very good years, they're also very intelligent players that it really carries over to your younger group.
And you know, Jeff, very talented players, but they're able to stand on their own as well and really shine to get some of the best competition in the country. And I reflect back on your non-conference schedule, very ambitious. Iowa State, Bill Finley, you and I, we talked about this before. Georgia, Texas A&M, and then Oklahoma. Who knew? I know, a little smile. We talked before the game. We saw the Crimson and Cream coming in with the Rose Bowl guys coming back, but I thought that was kind of nice.
I had poked my head out there to see the Rose Bowl crowd. You're trying to crowd your two, and that Oklahoma game was a real turning point for us because we had lost so many close games to quality competition. We'd lost at the buzzer to Georgia. They hit a deep three to beat us at the buzzer. We'd lost to Iowa State, very close game. We'd lost in the Virgin Islands. We played Virginia, and we were up 1 with a minute to go and lost by 2. That Oklahoma game, I think, we answered the bell late, made some huge shots late, because Oklahoma, Whitney Hand had a great night in her return game. Robinson was very good, but we answered the call on every time they made a run at us. And since that game, I think our confidence has continued to grow in those situations.
Well, it really was a turning point. Was there anything as a coach that you did differently as you prepped and got your gals ready for that particular competition? Because I think Oklahoma at the time, they were ranked 13th in the country.
No, not anything differently. We just kept telling the players to – the only thing we talked about coming back from the break is that we were going to play the game with greater enthusiasm. We were going to collectively do things differently as a group. I felt like that we had become very internal in our thoughts and our struggles, and we needed to become out of our own shell and get into the team and what the team needed. And I don't know that it was selfishness. I just think that we had players going to the bench that were thinking, well, what can I do? What can I do instead
right.
of what can we do? And so we tried to change those things and get the focus on the energy and the passion and all those things and effort and those things. And at the end, let's quit worrying about the score. And if we do all those other things, then the score will take care of itself.
He's in his 12th year at TCU, 5-time Conference Coach of the Year. We are visiting with Jeff Mitty, TCU's head women's basketball coach. Let's look ahead to Saturday night. You're going to face Utah, and I'm sure revenge will certainly be a tremendous motivator for the Utes because, what, they lost last year in 5 overtimes? Is that correct?
Four. Well, it depends on how you look at it. They may want revenge for that one, but we're going to want revenge for the conference tournament because they got us in the conference tournament. So it was a great game at their place last year, one of the all-time great games I've been involved in. 4 overtimes, it had a little bit of everything, and we came out with a great victory.
As we get ready to close out our interview, and we're going to transition and bring in your standout senior guard, Emily Carter, just with this team, I mean, coaching for so many years, I mean, how deep could this team perhaps go in the NCAA tournament? I mean, is this a dark horse kind of a team that could pull off some upsets?
Well, we hope so. We hope so. We've got a long ways to go because of our non-conference struggles. We understand that we just need to lower our head and stay focused, and we can't get the cart ahead of the horse here. And our non-conference struggles have put us in a position where we've got to play well in conferences. It's as simple as that, and our group knows that. But our group has really done an excellent job, I think, because of our leadership of just saying, let's get better day-to-day here. Emily and Ice, I think, are very good at making sure that our group comes into practice every day to get better. And that young group has matured since October. And I give a lot of credit to Emily and Ice for that, because they've been able to watch a good group of seniors that come every day to work. And I think if we keep our attention there, I think this team can be very good by the end of the year.
Well, listen, good luck on Saturday night against Utah. And tip-off is, what, 7 o'clock Central Time? Is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
Outstanding. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Let's bring in your standout guard, Emily Carter. We are now delighted to have joining us TCU women's basketball player, standout guard, Emily Carter. Emily, thanks so much for joining us this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start off and reflect back on that game on Wednesday night. It seems like you earned a majority of your points at the free throw line. My question to you is, after watching that game tape, how physical was it out there? You really had to work hard to get some open looks at the basket.
Yeah, the game was very physical, not only for me, but for all of my teammates. I think one of the keys going into the game was we knew that they were a really high fouling team, so we wanted to get to the free throw line. They were really into me early on defense, so I just knew I had to be aggressive and get to the free throw line, and that's how I got most of my points on Wednesday night.
Emily, you're your team's leading scorer, but you're also the Mountain West Conference leading scorer at 19 points per game. Everyone's zeroing in, they're keying in on you and Helena, but when you encounter defenses like that, what goes through your mind? You're talking about being a senior. Is it really at the forefront of your mind to make sure that everybody is getting involved offensively so that it'll kind of take some of that pressure, alleviate some of that pressure off of you?
I think so. I mean, I'm always going to want to score and do whatever I can to help the team, but at the same time, if I'm going to draw more than one person on me, then it's my job to get assists, to get some good passes to my teammates. We have some really good shooters on this team other than me and Helena, so that's one thing I like to do is get other teammates involved. You're not going to win unless you have five people out there playing together. It's not one person or another person that's going to help you win. It's all five. So I think that's one thing that I try to do every single game is go out there and get everybody involved early, and then that will open shots for me later in the game. I'll get more open shots that way.
That's a great point, Emily. Let's look ahead and talk about the game on Saturday night against Utah. You know, a tough night shooting on Wednesday, only 29%. Everybody goes through that as a team. You're going to encounter that from time to time. What is your mindset as a senior? What's the message you want the team to understand and as you guys prep and get ready for that particular game?
Well, we know that Utah is a really good team. We lost to them last year in conference tournament. We had a four overtime game with them last year as well, so we know that it's going to be a tough challenge, especially to go up to their home court and play them. We didn't really have a good shooting night against BYU, but that's something that we're going to look past. We know that we have to handle pressure better, and that's something that we'll have to handle against Utah as well. But our focus right now is just one game at a time. We're not going to dwell back on the past or anything. I think that we're playing really well right now, and so that's what we're going to transfer into this next game, is just everybody on the same page. If we keep playing hard with effort and enthusiasm, I think we'll continue to be successful.
We are visiting with their standout 6'1 senior guard, Emily Carter. She is from Bossier City, Louisiana Airline High School. And, you know, the first time this year that I've had the opportunity to watch you play was against Oklahoma. So many things impressed me. I love your versatility. You can flat shoot the ball. You have a great feel for the game. I want to ask you, are you a student of the game? Because you're so crafty at being able to create your own shots.
I definitely think I am a student of the game. One thing with me is I'm definitely not going to outquick a lot of people out there. So what I kind of have to do is use my smartness a little bit to get me open shots and things like that. I love watching game film. It's kind of a challenge for me every night out to outwill my defender, outsmart them if I can. I am really crafty. I like to get to the hole. I'm just going to try and do everything I can to make my defender frustrated. And so that's definitely my goal every single night, is just kind of go as hard as I can, make them frustrated, and then hopefully get some easy baskets that way.
You know, and Coach Mitty is so complimentary of you. He talks about what an intelligent player you are, very smart player, that you outthink your opponents. What's the future for you? I mean, I know we're segmenting, we're staying focused, dialed in on, you know, the task at hand, the game, you know, on Saturday night against Utah, taking it one game at a time. But in the big picture, your long-term goals, I mean, would you like to play professionally, E?
I think I would. I mean, as you said, for now, the goal right now is conference tournament and an NCAA tournament. But looking in the future, I would like to play professionally. I don't know if that's going to be here, if that'll be overseas, but I just can't. Being a senior, you start thinking about the future, and I just don't see my college career being the end for me with basketball, because I love it so much. So hopefully professional in the future. We'll see how the rest of this year goes, and then we'll go from there after that.
Emily Carter is with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. She is joining us on the Western Company of Texas phone line. We want to direct you to TCU's website. That is gofrogs.com. You can find out more fabulous information on Emily and all of her teammates. And, of course, head coach Jeff Mitty. Also, join us online at eradiosports.com. And you can email us at info@eradiosports.com. Emily, here we are halfway through your senior year at TCU. As you had just said, you don't want it to end. You want to keep playing. I know that's probably hard for you to believe that, you know, it's just blown by so quick. Is there a sense of urgency for you seniors out there, you and Helena and the rest of the gang, that you really want to leave a mark? You want to, you know, leave something really special here? I mean, because it's really, it's down to, you know, it's now or never, right?
Definitely. We've been here 4 years now, and our sense of urgency is very high, especially me, Helena, and then Micah and Rachel, the other two seniors.
Yes.
We're really trying to relate to the young ones that the time really does go fast, and they may be freshmen now, but in the blink of an eye, they're going to be seniors too. So they understand the importance of our last year. We want to make it as special as possible. Definitely want this one to be a lasting impression here for TCU. We've all worked so hard these 4 years that we really want to end successfully, and that's what we're trying to do, is just be leaders every day for these young ones and show them how important it is to really work hard every day.
High expectations for TCU women's basketball. Of course, in the preseason, month of October, you guys were picked first in the Mountain West Conference, picked to repeat as regular season champions. Talk about how special is it to be a part of this, you know, team and playing for Coach Mitty, certainly one of the premier coaches in the country.
It's very special. I've been honored to be coached by Coach Mitty. He's a great man. He's a family man. He's an incredible coach. We really do look to him as kind of like our second father figure. He's so positive all the time. I really have never had a coach that really understands how to coach me better than he has. And just everybody in general, he knows that, you know, not one person can be coached the same way. And he challenges you every day. He challenges me to be a better player. Coming in my freshman year, I didn't really have as much confidence as I thought maybe I should have, but through the years, he's just shown so much confidence in me that's kind of allowed me to raise my level of play through my 4 years, and then lead me to my senior year, where now, you know, we're predicted first in conference and we're looking for another conference championship. So I think he's one of the main reasons that we are so successful, obviously, and then he's also the reason that I've been able to become so successful.
Emily Carter, she's out of Bossier City, Louisiana. For all of us tuning in that perhaps don't know what part of the state, kind of help us out with the geography there. Where is Bossier City, Louisiana?
It's in the very west corner of Louisiana. It's right next door to Shreveport, Louisiana, about 3.5 hours from the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Very good. Talk to us a little bit about, as far as your background, who introduced you to the game of basketball?
My family is very basketball oriented. My grandfather and my aunt both played basketball at Louisiana Tech, and then my mom and dad both played basketball in high school. My dad played baseball. My brother plays baseball, so I'm around sports a lot. So at a very young age, I just started playing everything. I mean, I had a basketball in my hand when I was 4 or 5 years old, and I just grew to love it. I was around sports all the time, but, I mean, I was usually the one that was always picking up the ball, wanting to go outside and shoot, and then my family just pretty much supported me from there and whatever I wanted to do.
Well, when you talk about Louisiana, gosh, I think of Louisiana Tech, Sonja Hoog, Leon Barmore. I mean, that is huge. You know, when you talk about the history of women's basketball and how far it's come, a lot of that, all that recognition started right there in Louisiana.
It did. I mean, Louisiana Tech was a national powerhouse growing up. I went to their basketball camps in the summer. I think I went 8 or 9 years in a row. Everyone predicted me to go there. They were in my top three, but I came to my visit at TCU, and they just kind of sold me. It was a really tough decision, especially when you have family that has already played somewhere. But, you know, they really were a really, really good team. They still are, but TCU just sold me when I came on my visit.
And I wanted to ask you that. Why did you select TCU? You're an out-of-state gal. One of the things that I had read somewhere, that you just loved the family atmosphere in many ways. Perhaps, was it like coming home?
It really was. I felt comfortable right away with all the coaches, the whole staff, everyone around me. The players made me feel so at home. It's just something, when you go somewhere and you know it's right, you just know it's right. And I just felt so comfortable here around all the players. There was never a moment where I doubted or questioned coming here at all. I came to my visit, and then that same day I got home, and I took a drive around, and about an hour later, I knew this is where I wanted to come.
Emily Carter, just a few more minutes this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. You're a 6'1 senior guard. I'm just going to, you know, let's reflect back over your playing career. Did you ever play interior? Did you play the post? And if so, when did you make that transition to handling the rock and being out on the wing and being a guard?
Well, in high school, I was always the tallest on my team, so I had to play the post a lot in high school. In high school, you know, you have to transfer a lot of different positions because you are so tall.
Yeah.
So I think that's where I gained a little bit of my post skills, but then when you start getting into your junior, senior year in high school and you realize you want to play at the next level, you realize that at 6 foot, 6'1", you're not really going to be able to be a dominant post player. So I really focused in high school in the last 2 years on developing my shot, developing my ball skills, because I knew that coming into college, I'd more than likely be a 2 or 3 guard. So really worked hard on that in high school. But I think it definitely helped me playing the post some, because I still have some post skills. If I have someone on me that's shorter than me, I can still get them in the post at the collegiate level and make some pretty good moves.
And that's pretty cool, too, because Helena, I mean, she's the same way, too, where she can handle the ball so well and is so fluid in the open court and so comfortable.
I think Helena's probably one of the biggest threats in the country as far as being able to play the 1 through 5 position. I mean, she's a great ball handler, but then if you put someone short on her, she's going to bury you in the post. She's just a dual threat player. I think she's really hard to guard. All teams just have fits with her, and that's something that's really good for us. It opens up lanes for us because she's such an incredible passer, but then at the same time, she rebounds for us, she scores for us, she pretty much does it all.
Yeah, she's a multidimensional player. The other thing I wanted to mention about you, too, to all of our audience, what, you're a lefty, right? So that's got to be pretty tough for those guys to defend you.
I think people sometimes forget.
Yeah.
That's one reason people call me crafty. I think it's just because everyone's so used to guarding right-handed players that they forget that I like to go left most of the time. So pretty much things that everyone else does one way, I'm going to do the other way. So I think that kind of causes confusion for defenders sometimes as well.
But you incorporate that right hand when you're shooting free throws, don't you?
I do. Actually, people make fun of the way I shoot my free throws because I dribble with my right hand. I actually like dribbling with my right hand more. I'm kind of opposite in a lot of ways. But, yeah, people definitely say my free throws look a little weird, but it's okay.
Emily, thank you so much for joining us this weekend. Good luck Saturday night against Utah. We'll keep our eye on you, and we look forward to catching up with you guys again real soon.
Thank you so much.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead. That's right. We're going to be talking, get you ready for the Super Bowl. Jason Peter will be joining us here momentarily.
The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell is the biggest names in sports. Delivering the insight you won't find anywhere else. Anywhere else. Like TCU head football coach Gary Patterson. Texas A&M great R.C. Slocum. And Big E's regular guest of ESPN Radio, better known as the Double Nickel, Jason Peter. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Miss one episode and you miss the game.